Bishkek, New Delhi. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian discussed the ongoing conflict in West Asia and bilateral ties during a meeting in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan, on Monday. The meeting took place on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, summit and the SCO Plus meeting. It was the first in-person meeting between Modi and Pezeshkian since the U.S.-Israel war on Iran began on February 28. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, the two leaders reviewed recent developments in West Asia and discussed various aspects of India-Iran relations. Prime Minister reiterated India's consistent position that all issues must be resolved through dialogue and diplomacy, the MEA said in a statement. Modi also stressed the need for continued efforts to promote peace and stability in the region. He reiterated India's position on safeguarding freedom of navigation and commerce, particularly amid concerns over maritime security in the Strait of Hormuz. The strategic waterway is a major global shipping route and has remained a key point of concern amid tensions between Iran and the United States. India has consistently called for dialogue and diplomacy to address regional tensions. Modi and Pezeshkian have also remained in contact by telephone and have discussed developments in West Asia on several occasions. Earlier, Iran's state-run IRNA news agency reported that Pezeshkian was scheduled to meet several leaders attending the SCO summit, including Pakistani Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif and the presidents of Kyrgyzstan, Russia, and Tajikistan. Ahead of his departure for Bishkek, Pezeshkian said Iran did not seek war but would respond to any aggression with strength and determination. He also warned that instability in the region would have consequences for countries across the region. Modi arrived in Bishkek on Sunday as part of his two-country visit, following his state visit to Uzbekistan. The 26th SCO summit is focusing on regional and international developments and ways to strengthen cooperation among member states. Modi is also scheduled to hold several bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the summit.